The Mineral Area Lady Cardinals softball program will be playing in the Central District Tournament this weekend on their home field. MAC used late-inning heroics to win the Region 16 tournament, winning back-to-back games against St. Louis Community College. The first game, 8-6 in 10 innings, and the championship game, 3-2, scoring two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kelsey Poleet hit a game-tying triple, and Ainsley Burnett walked it off with a game-ending single moments later. The Region 16 championship is the first for MAC softball since 2016. But for head coach C.J. Wright and daughter Gracie, championships, and more importantly, winning, are nothing new. The father-daughter duo has had success at any level they've competed at. While at West County High School, the Wrights led the Lady Bulldogs to two MAAA conference tournament titles, one district championship, and a remarkable run to the 2023 Class 3 state championship game with a final record of 24-4. CJ says the success he and Gracie have had on the diamond at different levels comes from a connection they've had, not only as father and daughter, but also as coach and player.
Yeah, we're both super competitive people to the point we've had screaming and yelling matches at each other before, based on just like any other coach-player relationship. When you got a leader on the field and a coach and you give them permission to be the leaders and to respond back to you in ways in private that you maybe the players need, she does it. And it has been one of those, you know, key components of having that player style leader on the field. I trust her, she trusts me. And when I say trust, not everything I do is going to be right, not everything she's going to do is going to be right, but the percentages play out, and over a course of a season it usually works out, and it has.
2024 brought changes for the family. Gracie spent the school year at Three Rivers Community College, while CJ began his coaching tenure at Mineral Area. In the offseason, Gracie made a difficult decision, coming back home, if you will, to the Park Hills area.
A lot went into that decision. Three Rivers was a place that I had my mind set on since I was a freshman in high school. And a lot of people knew it. That was where I was going, and that was where I was going to be successful. And I loved it. I loved every bit of it. Coach Nall is a great guy. Loved playing with him. Loved all the girls. Made some of my best friends. But leaving my house and passing this facility to go down to Three Rivers last year was hard. Mm-hmm. And so I played the year, had my success, had a great time. And I just knew that this is the place I had to be. And this was the place that I was going to win the region championship.
Did it make it even harder knowing that your dad was the coach here?
It did, yeah. Just because, like you said, the success that we've had, I knew that we would have more success. Mm-hmm. And a college championship is what we played my whole life for. Mm-hmm. That's why we put so much time and effort into what we do. And so it was hard, but I enjoyed getting away from him for a little while. But playing for him again has made me realize how much I really appreciate it.
Did you need that year to play away from him last year?
I did. It made me realize, like, the hard work that he put into me. Mm-hmm. Was like what pushed me to be my best player. And last year I got down there in the fall and I struggled a little bit, but that was because I didn't have him behind me pushing me to do the extra all the time. And so I would come home and I would work with him constantly. And I wanted to be the best I could be down there. And then I realized that it was him that was making me the best that I could be.
After batting .381 with Three Rivers, Gracie has flourished at the plate for MAC, batting .414 through the regular season. She helped the Lady Cardinals punch their ticket to the Central District Tournament in her final year coached by her father. She says the success they've achieved has meant a lot.
It's a big deal. It is. Like I said, we've played my entire life for this. And once we won on Saturday, it was almost like weight was lifted off my shoulders, just because we got to go out with a bang together. Like, it wasn't just like I came here just to play with him. I came here to win with him, mm-hmm. not just play with him. So I think that's like the biggest thing for my last season. And just like you said, like the success in high school and the success in college. And like, I don't know, I can't even put it into words. Just playing with him since I was 8, even younger than that, to now I'm 20 years old. And I'm playing my last JUCO season with him.
CJ says the goal that Gracie had for herself to win a college championship put a lot of pressure on him this year as they wrap up their final season together.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of pressure in that, to the point where it's anxiety and pressure. Like, mm-hmm. Gracie's ultimate goal for college sports was to get her degree paid for and win a championship. She wants to get her education paid for to become a school teacher. And she set goals. No matter what level it was, she wanted to win a championship at the college level. And when it come down to it, as the dad, she didn't win one last year. And as the dad and coach, and she's here, to win one was a lot of pressure. And I didn't know that we had it in us. But going into the season, when we seen St. Louis and I seen our pitching staff and our ability, I told her, I said, this is going to be your best opportunity. Mm-hmm. And both of us put a lot of pressure on ourselves in order to get it done. And it's tough to be the dad and the coach to put your pressure on, put that much pressure on yourself. You lose sleep over it. I can tell you I lost 18 pounds this season. Oof. And it comes down to just trying to fulfill all the promises that you make, whether it's even to yourself, your daughter, your team, and your community members. Because a lot of people have supported what we're doing right now. It's a lot of pressure, and I'm glad we're coming down to the end of it, to be honest with you.
CJ, Gracie, and the Lady Cardinals softball team will compete in the Central District Tournament May 10th and 11th at home, with the shot to advance to the NJCAA Division II Softball Championship on the line.